Okay, Alex Martin, here we are in Lakewood. What?
I'm driving, and so it doesn't matter.
Great first moto, man. You got to be stoked. That's what you want to do?
You guys come together?
Yeah, my Hertz was out of cars, and I had to get a ride with the Trench World guy.
Oh, I'm glad to see that media guys are friends.
I just needed a ride.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it was a... I mean, I'm pumped. We made a pretty big change to the bike this week, and it made...
Yeah,
all
hold on. So we got to talk about that, because you said on the podium, you're like... We made the biggest change I've ever been. Never been happier. Like, what? You're still on a KTM 250, bro.
I did not sound like that.
You kind of did. But
no.
What did you do? Like, whole... Are we talking suspension? Are we talking clamps and a link? Or what are we talking?
It was a big change. But no, so we tried it out, and just coming into the weekend, I was just like, man. Like, I kind of felt like my old self from last year, I mean, it literally was like textbook perfect. The first moto, whole shot. I mean, literally last weekend at Glen Helen, I had 25th in the first start and 35th in the second start. So, I mean, that's a whole shot is a big improvement.
Yep.
And, yeah, to get a little gap like that was good. And then to lead it down to the wire and get that first win, like, early, because I don't think I won until Washougal last year. So it felt really good, and I feel like we're in a really good spot, and I'm just happy. We're heading to Florida tomorrow,
yep.
And we're going to be down in Claremont, and I'm actually going to be able to ride with the Baker's Factory guys and stuff, so me and Zach will be battling, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
No, you're just allowed on the B track, I think.
No, I told Marvin, I'm like, well, because they have a track for the Troy Lee guys now and the Husky guys, and I told Marvin he's got to ask me before he can ride it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That'll work. Did you know Forkner was coming?
Well,
did you pick it up? It looked like you picked it up a little bit, you know, near the end.
It was, yeah, I did for sure. I knew someone was coming,
okay.
But it was hard because it was Jeremy at one point, then it was Joey, and then it was Forkner. So,
right.
But actually, I saw his mechanics pit board, and I saw Forkner on the board.
Okay,
so, with two laps to go,
right.
And that was actually like when I saw the two laps to go, I was like, oh, thank goodness, like I can do this, no problem. But you definitely don't want to lead that many laps and then just like lose it with a lap or two to go. So there's a lot of motivation to keep it.
Second moto, Zachel got you got him back, he tailed you for most of the way. I feel like though, if you had gotten the start, you could have won. Like nobody, the order didn't change too much other than Aaron crashing and a couple guys, but I felt like maybe the start was a really more important in moto 2 because of how rough it was.
Oh, I think the start was like 100% part of it today.
Okay.
You know, because we were all so close, there was like literally four or five guys, both motos, we were right there. Like I was able to get a little gap in the first moto for a little bit, but it didn't last. And second moto, I was right there. Like I could see Joey and Jeremy the whole moto. They were just a corner ahead.
Right.
So the start was crucial. And I think, I don't know if, because they were asking in the media tent if it's altitude, making the bike slower. I think you have to be more aggressive when the bike's slower.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing today, like why we were so close, is just because it was like 70 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, like when it's hot, it's humid, people kind of string out, and it's like survival of the fittest. Some people, even if you're in shape, they just don't handle the heat better. So, and today we really didn't have that because we're not, I don't think we're high enough altitude wise to really affect the fitness for us.
I was tired.
Yeah, but that's a whole nother story.
Okay. Hey, you know who called your success today? Filthy Phil on Twitter. He said it was a good week. Ape Troll's going to do well.
Yeah, that's because I told him what I did this week.
Yeah.
What bike change I made.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he called it before even practice.
So he had some insight.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask him. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, I'm on the Troll train. I'm on it. I'm on board.
Oh,
choo-choo, we're going forward. So good job.
Yeah, I mean, I win a moto, and now you're on the train. That's good.
No, I've been on the train. No.
I will give you props. You have been on the train. I listened to the podcast,
right.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your backing. And you and JT were getting into it, and it was pretty funny,
right.
That one episode. But
all right. Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.